The Chemical Reporter.
Welcome to a new episode of the BASF Chemical Reporter. Today's podcast has to do with clean hands. If you've ever had a roast chicken for lunch, you know how greasy your fingers can get. So what exactly happens when we wash up? Ivan in Larnaca, Cyprus asked, how does soap clean our hands? Okay, so you try to get your greasy chicken fingers clean without soap, only water, and it does not seem to help too much. The water either bubbles or rolls off the oil, and your fingers stay greasy. This is because water has a special characteristic, surface tension. If you take a look at a single drop of water running down your finger, it is round like a ball. The water particles do their best to stay together. The outer particles are pulled inward. Thus, tension is created around its rim, forming a round drop. So when water particles meet up with the fat particles in your hand, they basically each keep to themselves. The water drop repels the fat, and they do not mix. Actually, they should, otherwise the grease cannot be rinsed away. Here is where soap slides into the picture. When a drop of water comes in contact with soap, it loses its surface tension. Its round form is broken, and it dissolves. The water can now connect with the fat. The soap sees to it that the fat particles and water particles pretty much shake hands. Together, they can be washed away. Chemically speaking, the soap particles are known as surfactants, or surface active agents. These surfactants have two ends. One end is water repellent and attracted to fat. The other end loves water. So both particles, water and fat, have the chance to combine, making it possible to rinse them away. The result? Clean, fat-free hands. Speaking of chicken fingers, it's time for me to take a break and grab a bite. So until next time, keep it clean. This is Jeff, your chemical reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.